Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of toxocariasis found under the infectious disease section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 5-year-old boy presents to his pediatrician due to abdominal pain and a seizure. He has been complaining of abdominal pain and discomfort for approximately 10 days, which his parents attribute to stress. The parents deny any recent travel or sick contacts for the patient. He recently got a puppy about 1 month ago. Physical exam is remarkable for pain upon neck flexion and hepatomegaly. A complete blood count is notable for prominent eosinophilia. Let's continue with an introduction to toxocariasis. Clinically, this is defined as human infection caused by Toxocara nematodes. In terms of the microbiology, it may be caused by Toxocara canis seen in dogs or Toxocara cati seen in cats. And remember that this is a roundworm nematode. Conditions that are associated include seizures, myocarditis, and visual impairment and blindness. In terms of the epidemiology, this is more common in tropical regions and rural populations of the world. Remember that visceral larva migrans most commonly affects children. Risk factors includes contact with dogs or cats, exposure to infected eggs in soil or vegetables and fruits, and encapsulated larva exposure, which may be seen in undercooked meats, such as from rabbit, chicken, cattle, or swine. In terms of the pathophysiology, the adult nematode lives in the upper gastrointestinal tract of a dog or cat, and then the female nematode produces eggs that get excreted in feces. The excreted eggs become embryonated. Ingestion of embryonated eggs leads to hatching of these eggs in the small intestine of the host. And then the larvae perforate the intestinal wall and enter the circulatory system. They can migrate to the brain, causing neurotoxocariasis. They can migrate to the lung and liver, causing visceral larva migrans. They can migrate to the eye, causing ocular larva migrans. And the fetus can also be infected transplacentally, or through the breast milk in pregnant women. Moving on to the presentation, visceral larva migrans will present with symptoms of fever, abdominal pain, decreased appetite, chronic non-productive cough, dyspnea, and lymphadenopathy. On exam, one may note wheezes and hepatomegaly or nodularity. In ocular larva migrans, symptoms may include visual impairment. On exam, one may note poor visual acuity and strabismus may be present. There may be uveitis, and retinogranulomatous lesions may be seen on fundoscopy. In terms of further studies, labs may demonstrate eosinophilia. Serology may be performed with an enzyme-linked immunosorbent assay with larval antigens. With regards to the differential, make sure to think about schistosomiasis, with differentiating factors being that this will not present with any apparent signs of liver dysfunction. In terms of treatment, medical options include albendazole. This is indicated as the treatment of choice since the drug effectively distributes throughout the body, including the eyes and brain. And lastly, complications related to toxocariasis include blindness and neurodegenerative disorders, such as seizures and dementia. That's all for this review about toxocariasis. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.